Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today from John chapter 3 and verse 31. And it reads, "He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all." This statement in this verse of scripture is credited to John the prophet, who is recognized more as John the Baptist. This was his testimony about Jesus. The assignment of Jesus on the earth was to introduce a new order, new race, and a new way of living. I believe that this way of living is to function and operate with the wisdom that's from above, which is heavenly, as opposed to the wisdom that's from beneath, which is earthly. In other words, Jesus was a pattern and an example for many others that will follow in his step. Although this statement is primarily about Christ, I believe that it is also about all those who have the DNA of Christ and will follow in his step. There are essentially two perspectives that you can choose to live from, and these are the perspective of the earth or the perspective of heaven. Those who choose the perspective of the earth will live from earth to heaven. But anyone that chooses the viewpoint of heaven will live from heaven to earth. He who lives from above operates with the wisdom that is from above. Living from above is all about living from heaven to earth. Psalm 40 verse 7 and 8 declares, "Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart." In this psalm, King David alludes to the fact that there is a book that is written concerning him. He also expresses his delight at the opportunity to carry out God's will for his life based on what is written in his scroll. I believe that what is true concerning David is also true for you, that there's a scroll in the immortal realm that has been written concerning you. Psalm 139 verse 16 declares, "Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them." One of your main objectives in life should be to catch a glimpse into the scroll that has your name on it, so that you can live your life on the earth from that perspective. If how you live in this mortal realm is going to count in the immortal realm, then your life on the earth must be patterned after the reality that has been written concerning you in your scroll in heaven. It is by choosing to live your life according to what is in your scroll that you cause God's will for your life to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus Christ exemplified this principle of living from above so well throughout his earthly life and ministry, so much so that he only replicated on the earth what he saw from above concerning the will of God. John 5:19 declares, "Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner." Follow his example. There's a scroll in heaven with your name on it. This scroll contains all that God saw far ahead of time in eternity past concerning you before you were born in time. It contains things like your purpose, assignment, mission, vision, gifts, anointings, calling, ordination, and mandate. Now that you're here in time, it is vital that you ask God for a download, and he will download them to your spirit as he reveals them to you in the process and with the passage of time. This will help you develop your unique capacity and gifting so that you can deploy them, give glory to God, and bless humanity with your gift, because that's why God sent you here in the first place. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because you've created me in my inmost being and knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I receive grace to manifest in time what was scripted concerning me in eternity. I receive a revelation, an understanding, an awakening by the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that I walk, function, and operate in my unique gifts, give you glory, serve humanity with my gifts, and find true fulfillment. I declare that I live, function, and operate by the wisdom that's from above. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from death for my justification. I declare that Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord. I'm a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. Use the next step as a subject so that I can help you grow into maturity in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to Linktree and typing Francis Ugbeyekwu. And Francis Ugbeyekwu is a single word. Or simply click the link and it will take you there. If you were blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ugbeyekwu, a minister, catalyst, author, speaker, coach, and Daily Declarations podcast host. Before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus Christ is Lord.